Hello.
Hi, Joe. It's Lisa. How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, so let me give you the updates first, and then you can let me know what's going on with you, okay? Okay, so first thing first, we have set up your Barnes & Noble account already. The password worked. Now we are only working on having the file fixed because, see, the changes that we made on Amazon, you remember the second time that I sent you the preview link with all the adjusted changes? They were according to Kindle version. Now, Barnes and Noble has entirely a different format. Now it's all a bit messed up right now. So that's the reason why I'm not sending you any preview link to review. I'm working on it first, and when everything is fixed according to me, then only I'll send it to you for one final review, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now you go. You said you had some questions for me.
Okay, first on the Barnes and Noble account, I have to fill out a vendor status, and I've got Gnome Book Writing as the publisher's name. What is the publisher's website?
Okay, our website is www.gnomebookwriting.com. And by the way, you don't have to mention us as a publisher. You can just write independently published there.
Okay, so right, independent.
Yeah, independently published. So, yeah, we mostly take the amount, we charge you for that because we don't take any credit. So let's just go with self-publishing or independently published.
Right. It says publisher's website must start with http://. Not
Right.
www.
Okay, they want the complete link. Let me just find that. But since we are removing the publisher, don't you think we don't have to put in any sort of email address there? Oh, I'm sorry, website URL? We
Okay,
are
it says
going
you don't
with
have a publisher,
self-publishing.
just enter my. It says if you don't have a publisher, just enter my name. So I just put.
Yes.
Okay, publisher's name, hold on.
All right. You put in your name
Okay, and
exactly how
then.
you want it to appear, okay? So if it's C. Joseph
Right.
Crispy, that's how you write it there.
Right, but then where it says, okay, I think I got it. Hold on here.
Okay.
I think it's taken. While it's doing its thing, okay. Well, I got to fill in my banking information, all that stuff too. Okay. Question. People that are going on Amazon are saying that they don't have a Kindle, but isn't there a thing there that says you can hook it up to any device?
That is correct. So once
Read,
they
so they just click on read on any device and it'll hook it up, and it'll give them the app for their computer or whatever.
That's correct. That's correct. You got it, Joe. I'm
Okay,
impressed.
next question.
Okay.
When it goes on Barnes and Noble and you type in the title, I mean, there's like 300 ebooks that you got to go through. Will mine come up first, or is it at the end?
Okay, now for that, we will have to have the book live first, and most likely it's going to be somewhere towards the end because your title has not been optimized, on that particular platform. There is a service,
Right.
there's a separate service for that as well. People do some sort of boosting to optimize their title so it appears in the top five searches. But since you're not working on any marketing plans for your book, so it will most likely appear at the bottom.
Okay, all right. I think that's it.
Okay, you can manage the rest of it.
Well, now I'm just going to fill in my bank number and routing number, and that's all I got to do. And I think the vendor thing is done.
That's correct. Once you
How
have
long?
sorted that out, yeah, go ahead.
Do what?
I'm saying once you have filled out the information, we will be uploading the draft then. So, yeah, you were asking me something.
How long will it take to get on? or you've got to send me the draft first, and then how long does it take to get on Barnes & Noble?
Same time duration. It takes about 48 to 72 hours for it to get approved, but just like Amazon, it got live, you know, way before the time duration I gave you. So most likely
like
we'll have this done before that too. Yeah, absolutely.
It was live in about 6 hours.
Yes. So,
all right,
yeah.
Now, if they go on Barnes & Noble and mm-hmm. they click on the on Amazon, it comes up as Kindle. On Barnes & Noble, if they click on the title and
come
it brings
up
it up.
As Nook book.
Nook, yeah. Can that also be read on a computer or a phone or an iPad
yes.
or whatever?
Yes, that's correct.
Do they have to go to any app like they do on Amazon?
No, not necessarily. Barnes & Noble is very simple, and it's very friendly to use, too. So it's not
okay.
going to be a hassle.
All right. Well, I've run out of questions for right now.
Okay. All right, then. I'm going to leave you to fill out the vendor information, complete that.
Yep.
And meanwhile, I'm working on the draft with the publishing team to sort out some of the issues that we're facing with the manuscript format. So let me fix that, and I will send the link, or most likely the file to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much for your time,
you.
Joe. I'll keep in touch. Take care.
Oh, one more question. What is Barnes & Noble's cut on the royalty?
Same as Amazon. 70%
okay,
on, yeah, you just have the ebook version, the digital version, so it's going to be 70-30. 70%
okay.
will be transferred to you, 30% will be kept by Amazon and Barnes & Noble on each copy.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Okay. No problem. Have a lovely evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.